From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. President Obama says he does not plan to send U.S. troops to Yemen or Somalia as those countries struggle to deal with militants. In an interview with People magazine, Mr. Obama said he believes working with international partners is the most effective option for the U.S. in those cases. The president said he still believes the focal point of al-Qaeda activity is along the border between Afghanistan and Pakistan. Yemen's president says he is ready to talk to al-Qaeda militants if they disarm and renounce violence, despite U.S. pressure on Yemen to crack down on the terrorist group. Dale Gavlak reports.
President Ali Abdullah Saleh has offered to open talks with al-Qaeda militants his security forces are battling if they lay down their weapons. Speaking to Abu Dhabi TV, he said that dialogue is the best way, even with al-Qaeda, although he vowed that his troops will track down fighters who refuse to stop violence. But Washington has complained in the past that Yemen struck deals with al-Qaeda fighters and freed them from prison after they promised not to engage in terrorism. Some later broke those promises and are active in al-Qaeda's offshoot in Yemen. The Yemen branch of al-Qaeda claimed responsibility for the failed Christmas Day bombing of a Northwest flight bound for Detroit. For NPR News, I'm Dale Gavlak in Amman.
Four bodies were found in Pakistan's largest city, Karachi, today, three of them headless. It was the latest in a series of targeted attacks involving rival political groups there. Over the past few days, at least 35 people have been killed. Electricity has been restored at Cleveland's Hopkins International Airport after being out for most of the day, but working through a backlog of flights is expected to take some time. The power was knocked out when an accumulation of road salt on a utility pole caused the pole to fall onto electrical lines serving the airport. Nearly all of the 260 or so flight departures scheduled from Cleveland today were canceled. Two prominent senators say someone should be punished for not preventing a would-be bomber from boarding a jetliner bound for Detroit on Christmas. Republican John McCain and Independent Joe Lieberman did not specify anyone that should be fired, though. NPR's Jeff Brady reports.
The two senators were responding to questions on CNN about an attempted bombing that was foiled by other passengers on the flight. Senator Lieberman said the fact Umar Farouk Abdulmutallab ever made it onto a plane is someone's fault.
So if human errors were made, I think some of the humans who made those errors have to be disciplined so that they never happen again.
Lieberman focused on two agencies, the State Department for not reacting more aggressively when the suspected bomber's father warned the U.S. Embassy in Nigeria about his son. Second, he pointed to the National Counterterrorism Center, the agency set up after the September 11th attacks. Senator McCain also was critical of the White House for choosing to try the man in a civilian rather than military court. Jeff Brady, NPR News.
A United Airlines flight made an emergency landing safely at Newark this morning after the plane's right main landing gear did not extend properly. This is NPR. Gasoline prices jumped 14 cents a gallon over the past 3 weeks, up to a national average of $2.74 a gallon for self-service regular. That's the highest level for prices at the pump in more than a year. Industry analyst Trilby Lundberg attributes the increase to a spike in crude oil costs. Temperatures are averaging 20 degrees below normal in the eastern two-thirds of the nation today. Snow has fallen this weekend at Orlando's Disney World and as far south as Naples, Florida. From member station WLRN in Miami, Shannon Novak has more.
Northern Florida is under a hard freeze warning with conditions that can kill crops. Another hard freeze is expected Sunday night with temperatures in the teens. Meteorologist John Pendergrass of the National Weather Service says it likely won't warm up until around Tuesday.
We're still expecting freezing conditions each night through, it looks like Monday night, over portions of central Florida. So at least a couple more nights with freezing conditions and then a warming trend starting around Tuesday.
Not a moment too soon for those sporting down coats on the usual bikini-clad Miami Beach. Florida wildlife officials hope the cold will thin the pesky non-indigenous python population. Further north, in suburban Atlanta, two teens died Saturday after falling through ice on a partially frozen pond. For NPR News, I'm Shannon Novak in Miami.
In the National Football League playoffs, the Baltimore Ravens downed the New England Patriots 33-14 today in an AFC wildcard game. It was New England's first playoff loss at home in more than 20 years. The Ravens next take on the Indianapolis Colts. In the day's second wildcard game, the Arizona Cardinals lead the Green Bay Packers 14-0 in the first quarter. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.